I'm John Robb, and you're listening to Here Manchester.com, a series of 10 audio portraits exploring the rich and varied history of Manchester, from the towpath of the Rochdale Canal that cuts through the heart of one of the greatest cities in the world. Following this canal arm past the fantastic Bridgewater Hall, in front of the Manchester Central, formerly known as GMEX, and up onto Deansgate. Above me, the majestic Beetham Tower glistens in the skyline. But it's what below which is really interesting, a subterranean world of tunnels under the feet of the busy workers and shoppers around me. Not any old oik is allowed to go down underground, so I feel really privileged that Keith Warrender, who's written a book on the Manchester tunnels, is going to be my guide.
This is a canal tunnel that runs from just below the Granada Studios all the way to where we are now, which is the Great Northern Entertainment Complex.
You're going to take us down the tunnel now to...
I am, yes. I think you're going to really enjoy the experience.
Oh, no, I'm really excited about this, yeah. Lots of urban myths to Manchester, what goes on underneath the streets. Some people say it's a whole city, a lost city, just below the tarmac. But there's something far more fascinating than that. It's incredible. It's like, you think it's going to be like some pokey little rabbit warren. It's enormous.
Yeah, what we're going through now is the passage that led to the hoist wells where they took the stuff up to the warehouse. So we're now entering the transshipment dock. So here, when they built the Great Northern Warehouse, they enlarged the tunnel. You can see the original tunnel there and how they've enlarged it to allow boats to come and moor up here. And you can still see one of the old capstans there where they would tie up the boats.
What was this section here? Is this,
well, this was during the last war when they used it as an air raid shelter. They drained it of the water and built loads and loads of...
So was it actually in use as a canal up to the war, or had it been out of use for a few decades?
But it had been out of use, really, after about 1922.
So during the war, how many people would be down here?
Something like 1,600 people would be sheltered.
Just in this room or just in all the different tunnels?
No, throughout the whole length of the tunnel.
Yeah. It's so dark down here, thank God Keith brought a torch, because the ones we brought are rubbish. If you're actually in the beam of the torch, you can see some of the brickwork in the distance, a load of like bricks lying on the floor. It's like a really totally dark, damp room, fantastically spooky. Looks amazing. Yeah. I mean, they must have had 100 words for dark and damp. Because was it just a few candles down here? That'd be it.
The tunnel was lit by gas lamps, actually, and they had their own gasometer. Because people who remember this sheltering in this tunnel would have been in their sort of early teens.
Yeah.
So there's still quite a few people around who will remember being down here. Here we're standing, as I say, below the goods yard of the old central station. So these arches are all associated with those buildings in the goods yard.
It's like a cathedral.
Yeah. Amazingly high space here. We come to these two amazing structures, two brick structures.
They might look like a chimney, but obviously they're not.
No, what they are the bases of two hydraulic wagon lifts that went up to the goods yard.
Wow.
In Central Station. If we go around this side, we can see...
So what kind of wagons were you, say, like, what, horse and cart kind of wagons?
No, railway wagons, yeah.
So what they do, bring a railway wagon down here as well?
Yes, and then they could load up on or off onto the canal boats.
Take it up to the station, then take it to Leeds or London or somewhere?
They go up the canal, through the canal tunnel, up to Manchester Docks.
God,
they were built,
amazing.
I understand, about the time of the First World War.
Oh, so this is like right at the end...
Yes, this is comparatively more.
See, the building only used it about 6 years. I mean, people think we're super modern now, but nobody ever think of building an underground canal network beneath the city where you could get train carriages up and down.
Yeah.
Okay, so Keith, what's the truth about the tunnels? Because some people say there's a whole underground city beneath Manchester, but I mean, if you walk around here, I can easily believe that. I mean, what else is there down here?
Well, yes, I mean, I've heard the story about there being an underground city. I've never found out where that might be. Nobody's ever been that specific. If they can show me, well, please do. I'm also told about underground streets, but again, I've never come across them. The Guardian, which it was codenamed, was a 4.5 mile long tunnel network to provide a secure cable route, a telephone connection between Manchester and some other major English cities in times of nuclear war. And it's still, the tunnel itself still exists today. There was only bedroom for 36 people. So down there, there's a staff room, and there was a war room. But the contents of this war room, including the safe, I'm told, one night mysteriously disappeared some years ago. They were just taken away. Everything went one night.
What's this? I see some kind of faint writing on the wall here.
This is the remains of a poster here, and although the sort of paper's rotted away, the wording itself has sort of imprinted itself upon the brickwork. And it's a notice advising people about how they should behave down here.
What kind of things is it saying?
Well, it's not very clear on this one, but there are other posters elsewhere of a similar nature.
No spitting and swearing, that kind of thing.
That's right. There's not to be no gambling, no bad language, no drinking, no smoking, all things like that, because of the mixed company.
It's funny how they say no gambling while 20 feet up there people are dropping bombs everywhere. That's incredible. That should be like varnished and kept.
Yes, and of course you can still see today the towpath. But if we just venture into these cubicles here.
Oh, it's actually an old toilet still left there. How come they just left one of them?
I don't know, but this one has survived.
It's funny to just keep one bit of it. So, you know, they must clean up all the hell. And someone just thought, let's just leave one behind as a memento.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad they did, because it gives you an idea just how grotty it was.
Yeah.
And at this point, we're actually standing directly below Deansgate. So here we are below one of the most busy, noisy thoroughfares of the city. And yet you can't hear a single thing of what's going on above. All you can hear is the drip drop of
water,
of the water coming through.
Sound great.
Go carefully. Carefully, careful, careful.
You can't even see the water, can you?
I just want you to go very carefully.
Yeah.
But that's the descent. I did the same thing when I first
came.
Yeah,
you cannot see it at
all. If it's any consolation. It's this very clear, still water.
At least it looks clean.
Yes, it is. Yeah. But this is as far as we can go, because this is the lowest section of the tunnel here, and water has recirculated.
It's pretty incredible. It just gives you a whole another sense of the city. I mean, going down the canal itself opens up a completely different vista to the city, a different kind of idea, because you're so used to walking down the roads and seeing the buildings. But when you're down here, it's just another real sense of what the city, how large the city is, and all the space down here. It's just like really, really fascinating. And everywhere you look, there's like just over there's another tunnel going away. The idea they brought the train carriage into here as well, it makes you really astonished at the Victorian and slightly post-Victorian engineering, what they were capable of building in those days. It's just a sense of scale of it, and just the idea that people were down here on canal boats just moving all the goods in and out of the city. It gives you an idea of how industrious the city was and what a powerful industrial city it was as well. It's a really incredible experience being down here. I think it'd be great if there was some kind of guided tour kind of thing, or some kind of way that people could come and share this experience. If you've enjoyed this programme, why not venture further along the Rochdale Canal and discover more portraits of our magnificent city at heremanchester.com.